Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Peace. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Out of the depths of our heart we have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear our voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of our supplications. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great high priest, I come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for you and your entire house, all of your people, on every side, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. To you and your family, the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying for you, giving thanks because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. The Lord make his face shine upon you and your house, and be gracious to you and your people. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord put his name on you and your house, and bless you and your family. Peace be to you and your people, peace to your house, and peace to all that you have. Peace on every side and all around you and your house. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your house. For God has strengthened the bars of your gate. He has blessed your children. He makes peace in your borders. You and your family shall dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. The Lord's kindness shall not depart from you and your house, nor shall his covenant of peace be removed. You and your house shall enter into peace. You and your family shall rest in your beds, each one of you walking in your uprightness. The Lord will bring you and your people health and healing. He will heal you and yours and reveal to you and your house the abundance of peace and truth. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord of hosts shall break his, Satan's, yoke from your neck and burst your bonds. For the chastisement for your peace was upon him, and by his stripes you and yours are healed. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his peace there will be no end. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is great to the ends of the earth, you and yours shall dwell in the land that the Lord has given you, your children and your children's children forever. The Lord will make a covenant of peace with you and your house, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with you and your family. He will establish you and your people and multiply you, and he will set his sanctuary in your midst forevermore. The Lord will fight for you and your house, and you shall hold your peace. He will give peace in your land, and none will make you or your family afraid. He will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. He shall give to you and your family his covenant of peace, and it shall be to you and your descendants after you a covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Upon your house there shall be peace forever from the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. His praise endures forever. The Lord God is our Father, our Redeemer, from everlasting is his name. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides him. Nor is there any rock like our God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the rising of the sun, even to its going down, his name shall be great among the nations. Therefore let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be thankful. For it pleased the Father that in Jesus all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you and your family, who once was alienated and an enemy in your minds by wicked works, yet he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you and your people holy and blameless and irreproachable in his sight. May you and your house continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you and your people completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. that you and your family lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. I pray that you and yours will flee youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, that you and your house will pursue peace with all men and holiness. Grace and peace be multiplied to you and your house in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, for at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, in Jesus' name, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May you acquaint yourselves with Jesus Christ and be at peace. Thereby goodwill comes to you and your house. Let you and your people receive instruction from God's mouth and lay up his words in your hearts, so that you and your house will be built up. You and your family will remove iniquity far from your house. I pray you and your family will not forget his law, but let your hearts keep his commands, for length of days and long life and peace will be added to you and your people. Let not mercy and truth forsake you and yours. Bind them around your necks, write them on the tablet of your hearts, so you and your house will find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Let you and your people be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you all. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and your land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps your pathway. May the Lord make a covenant of peace with you and your house, and cause wild beasts to cease from the land. And you and your family will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring, the dawn of the morning, from on high visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness, and the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. In his name, Jesus Christ, I ask that the God of heaven and the God of earth make you and your house and the places all around you and your house a blessing. May it cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Your land shall be quiet and peaceful, for the Lord will give peace and quietness, rest from all your enemies all around. The God of peace, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, will crush Satan under your feet. I pray that you and your family will wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt you in your house to inherit the land, and you shall delight yourselves in the abundance of peace. You shall know that your house is in peace, and also that your descendants shall be many, and your offspring like the grass of the earth. You shall come to the grave at a full age, as a sheaf of grain ripens in its season. You and yours shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity of the earth. The Lord will deliver you and your people from this present evil age. You and your house shall flourish like a palm tree. You and your people shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. For you are planted in the house of the Lord, and you shall flourish in the courts of our God. You and your people shall still bear fruit in old age. You shall be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is our rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. You and your people shall go to the Father in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age. Now the God of peace be with you and your house. Surely the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes and makes them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to the way, the Lord has redeemed your souls in peace from the battle which was against you and your house. He has lovingly delivered your souls from the pit of corruption, for he has cast all your sins behind his back, and you are a new creation. Having been justified by the faith, you and yours have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That you and your family take hold of his strength, that you all shall make peace with God. May you and your people all come to the Lord Jesus, and he shall cause you and your house to take root. You shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit. May you and your people elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and to your house, and peace be multiplied. Both riches and honor come from you, O God, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might, in your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. The name of Jesus Christ, in him all things exist. Therefore, let you and your house receive the wisdom that is from above, which is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. May the fruit of righteousness be sown in peace by you and your house. that you and yours be people of understanding, counselors of peace with joy and gladness in your hearts, being among the peaceful and the faithful, loving truth and peace, peacemakers. May the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you and yours complete in every good work to do his will, working in you and your house what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Glory, honor, and peace to you and your people, everyone who works what is good. I pray that you and your people will not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition to God, subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. May the Lord God establish peace for you and your house, for he has also done all your works in you and your family. In Jesus you shall have peace, in the world you will have tribulations. But be of good cheer, for through Jesus you and your house shall overcome and yield the peaceful fruit of righteousness. You and your family shall have righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, and serve Christ in these things, and be acceptable to God and approved by men. The kingdom of God has come near to you and your house. The work of your righteousness will be peace, and the effect of your righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. That you and your family keep your mind on the Lord and also trust in him, and the Lord will keep you in perfect peace. I pray that your ways will please the Lord, and he will make even your enemies to be at peace with you and your house. Peace to your house, peace will rest upon it. God, the Holy One, his glory covers the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise. The name of Jesus Christ, the firstborn of all creation, the Lord grant you and your people the peace of Jesus, and let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In the name of Jesus, because his judgment is righteous, let you and your people be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. I pray that you and yours will depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Let you and your family pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. As much as depends on you, live peacefully with all men, being spiritually minded, receiving life and peace, being edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, being multiplied. May the Lord of peace himself give you and your house peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. Let you and your people be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant you and your people the petitions which you have asked of him, and guide your feet into the way of peace. Grace, mercy, love, and peace be with you and your house from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Let us hear and let us take it to heart to give glory to his name. In the name of Jesus, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. I pray in his name that you and your family will fear the Lord our God as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. The Lord shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. You and your family shall flourish and have an abundance of peace, till the moon is no more. The thoughts the Lord thinks towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you and yours a future and a hope, for God is the author of peace. The Lord has seen your ways and will heal you and yours. He will also lead you and your family and restore comforts to you. Peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near. Peace to you and your house, says the Lord. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you and your house shall be established. You and your people shall be far from oppression. You shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you and your house. You and yours shall laugh at the destruction and famine, and you shall not be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For the Lord has set you and your people apart for himself. You and yours shall walk in the wisdom of the Lord on the path of peace. You and yours shall speak the truth and give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Your peace is like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. May the presence of the Lord be with you and your people on your way. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward you and your house. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Concerning these things I pray for you and your house. I come into agreement with you, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence. I ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, believing that you and your descendants receive all I ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears me, petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what I have asked shall be given to you and your house. In Jesus' name, so be it. Let us praise the name of God with a song, and let us magnify him with thanksgiving. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.